One great evidence of the inspiration of the Word of God, the Bible, is fulfilled prophecy. Whenever you look at the Gospels, you have to bear in mind as you read the four Gospels and the New Testament that the New Testament was commenced 400 years after the completion of the Old Testament. So between Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, and Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, you've got 400 years of silence where God did not speak to any writing prophet, and the Spirit of God, in a sense, was silent as far as giving new revelation was concerned. But yet in the New Testament, we have so much by way of fulfilled prophecy in the person and work of Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's a great evidence that the Old Testament scriptures were divinely inspired. It's great evidence that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Son of God. It's also a great indicator of the authority of New Testament Scripture, that these two portions of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, separated by 400 years, come together in such a wonderful, wonderful manner. Now, the prophet Isaiah ministered about 700 years before Jesus Christ came into this world. And in the prophecy of Isaiah, and chapter number 53, you have some wonderful words that speak to us about the person and the crosswork of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Some of you will know these words so well, but let me read to you. Isaiah 53, verse number 2. He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And it's impossible to read those words without seeing their fulfillment in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse number 5 of Isaiah 53 brings us to the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We see there in that great verse of Scripture, man's sin. It speaks about our transgressions. It speaks about our iniquities. Now, the Bible says that sin is the transgression of the law. Whenever we break or disobey God's law or deviate from God's law, the Bible describes that as sin. Verse number 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. So sin is the transgression of the law. Sin is deviating from God's standards. Sin is the principle of iniquity working in our hearts. That's our base problem, sin. But it also speaks about his suffering. He was wounded and he was bruised. And on that cross at Calvary, he shed his blood. He was wounded. He was bruised. We read about his stripes, his wounds, his blood, the suffering Savior. It also speaks about his substitution. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And so the sinless, spotless Lamb of God on the cross suffered in our guilty room instead. He suffered the just for the unjust. He died the just for the unjust. He took my place and he died for me. My sin, his suffering, his substitution, my salvation. By his stripes, by his wounds, by his shedding of his blood, we are healed. And so in Isaiah 53, we have Isaiah's great portrait of Calvary, given 400 years before the event took place, and yet written in the past tense, as if the event had already happened. And it's speaking with assurance, it's speaking with certainty, it's speaking with authority, that at the cross, the Savior would lay down his life for our sins, and that wonderful sacrifice would secure salvation for us. I wonder today, are you really saved? I wonder today, do you know Christ as your Savior? I wonder today, have you been healed from the plague and the defilement of sin? Come to Christ today, sure and certain that he's the only Savior. He's spoken of in the New Testament. He's spoken of in the Old. And it's a testimony to the authority of God's Word. You can stake your life upon the promises of God, upon the cross work of Christ. And I trust that you'll do that today. And if you're a Christian, you'll rejoice in the wonderful assurance that the Word of God gives. Thank you for listening. May God bless you and encourage you in these days.